is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. intelligence discovered that Russia planned to assassinate the chief executive of German arms manufacturer Rheinmetall, which has been producing artillery shells and military vehicles for Ukraine. Details from Reuters' Ryan Chang.
Rheinmetall is one of the world's biggest producers of artillery and tank shells. It began ramping up production after Russia's 2022 invasion of Ukraine. Since then, it has set up a joint venture with a Ukrainian state-owned conglomerate to build and repair tanks in Ukraine, and also announced plans to open an ammunition factory in the war-torn country. A spokesperson for Germany's Interior Ministry said the government was generally taking the threats posed by Moscow very seriously.
That's Reuters' Ryan Chang. At least 8 bodies have been recovered in a quarry in Makuru, a collection of slums in Nairobi, according to eyewitnesses and rights groups. Reuters' Christy Kilburn with more.
Activists have accused police of using excessive force and abducting dozens in attempts to quell deadly protests last month. Intense criticism forced Kenya's police chief, Japhet Koome, to resign on Friday. President William Ruto announced Koome's resignation the day after he fired nearly his entire cabinet. A government spokesperson shared a police statement on the social media platform X, saying that authorities are analyzing samples to identify the deceased and that investigations are underway.
Reuters' Christy Kilburn. A two-story school collapsed during morning classes in north-central Nigeria, killing 22 students and sending rescuers on a frantic search for more than 100 people trapped in a rubble, according to authorities. The Saints Academy College in Plateau State's community collapsed shortly after students, many of whom were 15 years old or younger, arrived for classes. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Civil defense workers in Gaza have been digging bodies out of collapsed buildings and pulling them out of rubble-covered streets. The effort unfolded Friday as they collected dozens of Palestinians killed this week by an Israeli assault in a district of Gaza City. The discovery of the bodies came after Israeli troops reportedly pulled out of parts of the Tal Ahawala and neighborhoods following days of bombardment and fighting. The Israeli military launched an incursion into the districts earlier in the week to fight what is said were Hamas militants who had regrouped. The lavish lifestyles of some Kenyan lawmakers have prompted activists to retaliate. David Doyle from Reuters has more.
Kenya's protests, initially sparked by proposed tax hikes, have increasingly drawn attention to the large salaries, perks, and ostentatious lifestyles of lawmakers. That's in a country where 3/4 of the population is young and well-paid work is scarce. And, according to artist and activist Rachel Stephanie Akinyi, where most Kenyans are sleeping hungry.
Why would you show us your lavish lifestyle and still not do your job as a leader, you know? What are you trying to show us?
Fury boiled over in Kenya on June 25th when protesters stormed parliament and set it ablaze. Since then, private residences and businesses of several lawmakers, mainly those associated with the ruling coalition, have been attacked.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports the involuntary manslaughter case against actor Alec Baldwin has been thrown out by a New Mexico judge, and he will not be put on trial again.
A stunning development in the trial that began just days ago against actor Alec Baldwin and a shooting on the set of his movie Rust.
The sanction of dismissal is the only warranted remedy.
Judge Mary Marlowe Summer has dismissed the case, agreeing with Baldwin's lawyers there had been misconduct by police and prosecutors over evidence withheld from the defense.
Despite their repeated representations, they have continued to fail to disclose critical evidence.
Baldwin was charged in the shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of his movie Rust in 2021. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Local officials say an oil depot caught fire in Russia's southwestern Rostov region following a Ukrainian drone attack in the early hours Saturday. It is the latest long-range strike by Kyiv's forces on a border region. Ukraine has, in recent months, stepped up aerial assaults on Russian soil, targeting refineries and oil terminals in an effort to slow down the Kremlin's war machine. The Russian Ministry of Defense said it had destroyed 4 drones over its territory overnight, while Ukraine's Air Force said its air defenses intercepted 4 of the 5 drones launched by Russia. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.